do it. All right, so we're still in the first parak, which is called Yesodei HaAvoda HaPnimis, and we're up to Os Samach. That's not true. We're not up to Samach at all. We're up to Samach Aleph. Okay. Samach Aleph. Kol Ahava Shehi Teluya B'Davar, Batel Davar Batla Ahava. V'chol Ahava She'ena Teluya B'Davar, Eino B'Tela Li'olam. Mishnah Pirkei Avos tells us that if your love is dependent upon something, so when that something ceases to exist, so then the love ceases to exist. But an ahava, that's eina tluya bedavar, a love that is not dependent upon any particular thing, is able to exist beyond the thing itself. However, this is mamash what we're experiencing right now, because so many of the things that we love and we expect to have in our life have been taken away from us. And the question is, so what happens to us? Do we become despondent and depressed? Do we feel like our whole life has been taken away from us? How much is the love that we have for Hashem, or the love for ourselves, dependent upon a specific routine or specific things? And how much is the ahava something that transcends any particular thing? Hainu, says the Avodas Pnim, Im ha'adam tola avodaso rak b'shas maisa hatov kegon b'shas Torah utfila, va'achar kach shocheach me'Hashem yisbarach. In terms of our relationship with Hashem, if a person makes his avoda dependent on doing something specific, so when I'm doing the maisa, when I'm putting on tefillin, so then I feel connected in that way. When I'm learning, I feel connected in that way. When I'm davening, I feel connected in that way. But immediately afterwards, shocheach Hashem yisbarach, I forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person who feels, and again, a lot of tzaddikim are talking about this, trying to guide us in this these days, because we feel this a little bit. Like, I like going to shul on Shabbos. I like davening with a minyan. I like being in my yeshiva. I like seeing human beings. I like being able to go to the supermarket without being scared I'm going to get sick, God forbid, and end up in a hospital. So when those things are taken away from us, right, it's a very scary thing. So when a person's avodas Hashem is dependent upon specific things, and only in those moments is he mindful of Hashem, but otherwise he forgets about Hashem, oz yechoinen hayetzer kli milchamto levata lesa'odam me'amaisa atov, the Yitzhahara can use that as a tremendous weapon to stop us from being able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because the Yitzhahara says to us, when you have that thing, you're serving Hashem. But when you don't have that thing, so then you're falling apart. In other words, if I'm too dependent on specific actions, so then the Yitzhahara could point out, well, you know, even when you do those actions, you're not able to, you're not perfect about it. The Yitzhahara tries to take away the specific thing. So the Yitzhahara will say, yeah, you wore tefillin, but if your whole relationship with God is defined by your tefillin, well, you know, I'll point out that your tefillin, like, they're not the most perfect pair of tefillin that ever wore. And you're wearing it on an arm, or you're wearing it on a head, and, like, you had machshavo zaros before, so that damages your tefillin. When I'm tied to specific, again, expressions of al kisha adam mekasher machshavto laHashem yisbarach bebechinas shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid, but when a person becomes bigger than any particular expression or action or cheftza, when a person is able to say my entire being is in the presence of Hashem shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid, then in that moment oz hi ahava she'ina tluya b'davar, then the love and the connection that I feel for Hashem is not bound to any one particular environment or a particular object or a particular experience. The eina b'teila la'olam. And then the experience, the love rather, is able to transcend everything. Va'ava zu eina tluya b'davar sheyucha lemono. That love is something that is not dependent upon anything, and there's no way that the Yitzhar can take it away. So you'll say, hold on a second, you're telling me that if I live with this mindfulness, this awareness that I'm always in the presence of Hashem, the Yitzhahara can't start up with me? What if the Yitzhahara causes me all these bilbulim in my mind? What's amazing about machshava, as opposed to certain types of experiences, is that in the realm of machshava, I can change very quickly. I can change the channel very quickly. Ki ha-machshava po'eles tamid. The mind is always active. B'chol makom u'v'chol zman. And what's cool about the mind, what's amazing about the mind can travel anywhere, right? I can close my eyes right now and I can picture myself in, on a beach in Florida, and I can travel to the Kotel, And I could picture myself standing and talking to a person who's on the other side of the world. The mind has this ability to transcend any particular place and any particular time. Bein b'tov lo u'bein b'mitzuka. And by the way, he says, the mind is always active, whether that's in good times or in difficult times. My mind could be working hard on the sugya when my mind is clear, and my mind could be scared that I'm going to get sick with coronavirus when the world is crazy. So the mind is always racing. It's just a question of what it's, you know, racing towards or racing from. Bein b'hakitz, bein b'shena. It's true when I'm awake, it's true when I'm asleep. The mind is always active. Even in my dreams, the mind is processing. V'gam ha-yitzahara eino sholeit ala machshava. And the yitzahara does not have the ability to dominate my mind. So you'll say, what do you mean? So often I feel like the yitzahara is mamish in control of my mind. But ha-odam yachol tamid la-hashlich machshavosav she'inan tovos. But in a second, if I want, I can push that thought out of my mind. Yeah, sometimes it'll come back, but I can push it away again. And I can put my mind elsewhere. I could transform my thoughts to a different place. Josh, talk to me. What do you want to say?
Because I actually had a question recently with my Aversa.
Okay.
Because I think it was Shlomo HaMelech, like there was an excerpt in the Sefer Learning saying that you get punished for your bad machshavos. And I was always taught that you get punished, that your good machshavos you get like sechar for. Your bad machshavos, as long as you don't do it,
right,
you don't get sechar for.
Right.
So is this a possible for Shai, saying that because you're so in control, that if you're having these thoughts, that that's why... Because like, we didn't really understand that. Like, we were,
yeah, I think you're shy. Correct. I mean, I think the Gemara in Kedushin says that that a Kodesh Baruch Hu does not count machshavos kamaisa unless a person acts on it, with the exception of thoughts of avodah zarah. That might be considered, one could be held accountable for that. Again, I'm not sure what you were reading. Tzadikim are held accountable kachot hasar, like the Gemara says in Bava Kama, so it could be, what is that? I can't see.
It's the Shari Tshuva.
Oh, the Shari Tshuva. Okay, so again, I'm not sure exactly what the context is there, but I think typically you're right, based on that Gemara in Kedushin, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us credit for Machshavos Tovos and doesn't hold us accountable in the same way for Machshavos Ra'as. Again, there is still accountability. I mean, the Gemara says elsewhere that here Hurei Aveira are Kashin Me Aveira, that on a certain level, right, the way a person uses their mind is actually more of an indicator of where they're holding than the way that they use their body. But again, there is a certain ability, and that's what the Avodas Panim is saying, where if I wanna reel it in, if I wanna grab my mind and kind of like take control of it, I can, even though it's sometimes very hard. So therefore, again, if my connection to Hashem is through a particular action or a particular place or a particular time, so it's much easier for the Yetzirah to create situations where I don't have that opportunity. But when my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one of the mind, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, when I see my entire being as being always in the presence of Hashem, so then I can always transport myself. And by the way, the Rambam says, and the Ravid goes even a step further, that when a person's davening, this is really what we're supposed to kind of do. I mean, the Pia Zetzner and the B'nai Machshava Tova talks about the permissibility of this, but to literally picture myself standing before Hashem. Hashem doesn't have a body, right? That's one of the Yud Gimel Yikarim. But to picture, so to speak, myself standing before Hashem's throne, to allow myself to always be in the presence of Hashem, that's something that I can always choose. And therefore, ha'adam yachol tamid lahashlich machshavosav she'inan tovos, u'lekasher machshav to bekedusha. I could push away negative thoughts and I could choose to attach my mind to a holy thought. And even if the Yitzhar tries to get back in, I could push him out again. I have that ability. Va'oz ki mimini bal emot. That's the end of the pasuk. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid. The end of that pasuk is ki mimini bal emot. What is that mimini? Ki mimini perish min Hashem yisbarach ha'omid liyamin. I can picture myself standing right next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands alongside, to the right side of the Evyon, of the one who needs help, the impoverished person. And bal emot. And in that way, I never slip away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, I think it's a timeless lesson, but it's also a very timely lesson, that when we feel that our lives have been overturned, remind ourselves that again, an ahava that's tluya bedavar, if I only think I can be a good yid when I have my regular seder of my life, then something about my relationship with Hashem is not where it needs to be. Because if my love for Hashem is truly a deep love, then we're going to stick together in tough times and good times, No one wants to go through difficult times. When I was sick a bunch of years ago and going through a very difficult period of my life, you know, my wife and I didn't sign up for that. We didn't want that. But there's a certain bond that's developed between a husband and wife who love each other, dafka, when you're going through a tough time, right? Because the love is now able to transcend, you know, a particular type of experience that we like to have together. When the whole world is overturned, there's an opportunity to have a love that's not tluya b'davar, and that's a very powerful thing. Okay, let's go on to Samach Beis. Yesh lecha adam, and it's a continuation of this inyan. Yesh lecha adam shekol avodaso v'toraso tfila shalom yusadam al hagvos. Sometimes, again, it's a related concept. Sometimes, another way that we get locked in is that our service of Hashem, our Torah learning, our davening, is all built on a desire to what? To attain madrigos. I want to be a gadol. And again, it doesn't have to be a dimyon that I'm like the next Rav Chaim Kanievsky, or I'm the next Baal Shem Tov, or I'm the next Vilna Gaon, or I'm the next Rabbi Akiva Eiger, right? But a growing Jew is a Baal She'ifa, a person who has aspirations, wants to be a big person. I'd like to get somewhere in life, right? It's a totally normal aspiration. You have it in the physical world, you have it in the financial realm. I want to make more money from one year to the next. I want to advance in my career, whatever it is. A spiritual person feels the same way. But again, reminds us our Rebbe, who has such healthy machshavos and hashkafos. The Avodas Pnim says, but a little bit, when we focus too much on madrigos and like, where am I holding? We're missing the point. Ki b'teva ha'adam u'b'prat im hu bardas k'tas. Any person who's a growing person says, I want to be a gadol. Again, I only need to be the gadol hador. Maybe I can be, right? But even if I can't, I want to be a chashiv person. I want to be an elevated person. I want to be a great person. And he says, v'lav dafka shiachziku acherim la'adam gadol. This is not even a gaiva thing, that I want other people to think I'm a gadol. Elahu ba'atzmo choshek v'kosef liyos adam gadol. A person has an inner desire, a longing, to be a chashuv person. There's nothing wrong with that, right? As long as it's balanced. Ulefamim gam lokeach es atzmo lemidas hashiflus achrei shashama mitzadikim v'gedolem shegdulasam haisim lemidas hashiflus. And sometimes this person, you know, he sees how certain gedolem are very humble, so he thinks, maybe if I carry myself with the midah of shiflus, of meekness or lowliness or humility, to an extreme, maybe that's how I become a gadol. V'chein b'shar hamidos shemispal mehem v'choishik behem v'akol mipnei shirotzel lios gadol. So much of his avodah is trying to figure out, how do I become a gadol, right? How do I become great in learning? You know, and he's always hacking. He's hacking his rebbeim, and he's hacking the gadolim that he interacts with. How did you become a gadol? Like, you know, like when people ask Rav Shechter, like, Rav Shechter, how did you become Rav Shechter? This stupid question, right? There's no simple answer to that question in a 30-second soundbite. Rav Shechter is too humble to answer such a question. And maha kesher to your avodas Hashem and you becoming the best you that you can be. But we have she'ifas and we have desires to become great. Va'afilu im ein ze b'hakara. And sometimes we don't even realize how much we're focused on this. It can be very subtle. Mikol makom. But this feeling sometimes, it creeps into our hearts. Says the Avodas Pnim, you know what's a good indicator that you're like too worried about madrigos? How do you respond when you mess up? Again, there's a big difference between tshuva and charata on the one hand, and what he calls here atzvas, sadness, depression. Memre shin is what? Is mara shchora. That's the Hebrew word for depression in the Sfarim, right? Sadness, depression, v'nofel berucho, he feels like his whole life is falling apart. V'hakol mipnei she'ein matim lo, shegam lo yikra maisak shekazeh. Because he feels, I'm a chashuv person. I shouldn't get involved in these types of behaviors. How did this happen to me? I want to be chashuv, right? So now he's all depressed because he doesn't feel that this is the way a chashuv person acts. And he's right, it's not the way a chashuv person acts. But in this subtle way, he's like a little too obsessed with being a chashuv person. It's more about becoming a gadol. It's not about doing what's right or doing what's wrong. He's all depressed. He's all bent out of shape. Give me one sec, Josh. He's all bent out of shape because he feels like this isn't, you know, I'm better than this. But the way that it's manifesting itself with sadness and depression, it's not healthy. He's too nervous that he's had a setback, you know, as if there's like a scoreboard in Shemayim and he used to rank like in the, you know, fifth place and now he just got knocked down to sixth place. And he's worried. He's like checking the scoreboard to see where am I in the standings, as opposed to focusing on, hold on, Avodas Hashem. I want to serve Hashem. It's not about me versus someone else. It's not even about me necessarily versus me. It's just about being an Eved Hashem for the sake of Avodas Hashem. And therefore, tzarech ha'adam l'seis cheshbon l'nafsh ol izbonin b'zeh. Person needs to contemplate this. How much am I playing the gadol game? How much am I playing, you know, the madregos game? I'm up a level, I'm down a level, right? And if I'm too focused on, like, these alios and yuridos, and if I'm getting too excited about, you know, making it to the next level, or I'm getting too depressed about having that setback, then I'm too caught up in this whole inyan of madregos, as opposed to just being an Eved Hashem. Again, it's a subtle idea, because again, when I mess up, I do have to be upset that I messed up. I want to do tshuva. And when I have success, you know, Ezu Asher Asameach Bechelko, part of that is celebrating my chelek of Torah. It's okay to celebrate my success in learning and in Avodas Hashem. But person needs l'shtadl ma'od asher kol ma'isav midosav yihiyu al yesod yiras Hashem yisbarach. But at the end of the day, it's not about your score in the power rankings. It's about being able to stand before the Creator of the world and to do the right things because it's right and to avoid the wrong things because it's wrong. Okay, Josh and Yehuda, in that order, let's hear.
So obviously, like I agree with the Rebbe in like the general like sense of like the whole like of like feeling down, like that's, you know, the Yitzhar, we've spoken about that.
Right.
But the specific idea, I feel like I've learned differently. I feel like even the Rebbe gave us a story, but I'm not sure if it was the Rebbe, so you can correct me if I'm wrong.
Let's hear.
But like the whole idea of thinking of like holding yourself up to a higher standard, not that you'd be depressed and stuff. And again, it's easier because he's like, oh, this is how I am.
Right.
This is what I expect. This is what I do.
Right.
So like when you consider yourself of like, oh, I'm a higher level yid, then like when you mess up, you're like, okay, this isn't okay. This isn't who I am. And you go straight back to a higher level because you have this higher expectation of yourself.
Right.
I would think that it's counterintuitive. Like it's not like, because the Rebbe's saying that like if you think yourself so high, then when you mess up, you'll feel depressed. But it's not like that. It's just because you'll be like, what is this? Like, no.
Right.
Like,
I'm better than
I'm
this.
ABC, right. So I have to do ABC. Like, I don't do X, Y, Z.
Right.
So that's why it was, like, interesting. Because, like, that specific idea of, like, thinking yourself higher in Yiddishkeit, to me, is actually something that's conducive to remaining strong. It's like, because you hold yourself to a higher standard. So something that's so far beneath you, you're like, what are you doing right now? Like,
right.
Like not that it depresses you. You're just like, yeah, this isn't even a thing.
Right.
I mean, you like dismiss it as like this shouldn't be.
Right. You're saying a very true thing. And I think again, I think the key is sort of like in that subtlety, because you're 100% right. If I hold myself to, if I strive to be, I'll give you just an example that Rav Baruch Ber, the great Rosh Yeshiva of Kamenetz said. Rav Baruch Ber Leibovitz said that I set out to be Rabbi Akiva Eger, and that's how I became Rav Baruch Ber. In other words, I don't think he really thought he was going to be the next Rabbi Akiva Eger. But he understood that if I don't aim for here, I'll never reach here. Right? So on a certain level, that's what you're saying. If I don't hold myself to be a chashuv person, right? So then I'm not going to be able to, again, once I've defined myself as a millionaire, there's expectations of how a millionaire acts. And if a millionaire loses his money, well, I've been a millionaire before. I can get back to that. But a little bit, there's a lack of Yiras Shamayim, and I think that's his point. And you'll see in the next tiny little piece that we're going to learn. That lack of Yiras Shamayim to again, it's a little bit too self-absorbed. You're a little bit, again, too worried or too busy with how am I doing in terms of like schar and onesh. And I think that's why he gets a little too excited when he sees success, and he's a little bit too depressed when he has a setback. It's a little bit too much about himself and a little bit not enough about his relationship with Hashem. Again, it's a subtle point, but I hear what you're saying. I'm not sure if I'm answering it well.
I feel like it's a practical way of trying to keep yourself. And I was like, when you consider yourself on a certain level, not like in a Gaivedic way, but when you consider yourself a certain type of Jew, then when you do something that's so far below, I'm not talking about something that you struggle with in this bit, but when you're right over here, you're like this isn't thingy. It's a practical way of staying adhering to standards that you should be keeping to.
Right. Yeah, I hear. I don't know if they have to be mutually exclusive, but I hear what you're saying. I definitely hear what you're saying. Okay, Yehuda, let's hear. Maybe you can shed some light.
Can we think of this as a trick of the Yetzirah, as Josh started off with, about how we've spoken a lot in the past about how the Nachash it Afar Lachmo is that it's trying to make you sad and it doesn't really care about the initial Avera, cares more about the depression that comes afterwards, which will
destroy you.
Desensitize right. you to later Averos.
Yeah.
So can we think of this as the same Inyan as it gets you to think that you want to be a gadol for like Hashem's sake, but really you want to be a gadol for your own sake, and it is really more of an ego thing than you're letting yourself think.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. As you're saying it now, you're reminding me there's a Torah from the Rama actually with regard to Purim, and he says, I think that's where it's from. He says it's also in Sefer Chassidus, but I think the Rama says it. That part of the idea of the gallows that Haman built that was 50 amos, what's the idea of 50? 50 is sort of that point of beyond, right? We see it in the negative in Mitzrayim. If you fall to level 50, it's the point of no return. In the positive, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Chaf Aleph that Moshe got to level 49. He couldn't get to level 50. So part of the idea of Haman trying to hang Mordechai on a gallows that was 50 amos high, was trying to take him to a place of like beyond this world. Because when I take you to the heights of what's possible, I can then knock you down that much farther. So I think that's sort of this idea of I build you up. So that way, when I take it away from you and it comes crashing down, the fall is that much harsher. So again, I think that's part of this trick of the Yetzirah, the sadness. Yeah, like you said, it's a line from Rav Aaron Karliner, that more than the Yetzirah wants the Aveira, he wants the sadness that comes afterwards, because that can be much more debilitating than the Aveira itself. Okay, let's go on to Samach Gimel. This is a short one, a very short one. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyira shamayim. Right? The Gemara says in Brachos and Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, everything is in the hands of heaven, with the exception of Yiras Shamayim. The way the Avodas Pnim learns it is that that's something that we have to choose. In other words, I should want to leave everything in Hashem's hands except for Yiras Shamayim. Hakol bidei Shamayim means put everything into Hashem's hands except for Yiras Shamayim. What does that mean? Ha'adam yishtadel tamid lahargis Yiras Shamayim b'libo. A person should constantly be trying to feel a sense of awe of Yiras Shamayim in his heart. Why? Ki ha'olam hazeh misukan ma'od. Let's be honest, the world is a very dangerous, spiritually dangerous place. If you look in the writings, if you've ever seen the Vilna Gaon, let's say his, I don't know why this came to mind, but explains the Sefer Yonah is a mashal of the neshama coming to this world. And the same way that Yonah ben Amittai, the Navi, didn't want to accept his mission, so when Hashem said, to every one of our neshamas, it's time for you to go down into the Alma de Shikra, into the world of falsehood, we fought Hashem. We said, Hashem, don't send me to that crazy place. I don't want to go there. And Hashem said, I trust you. It's complicated down there, I'll admit it. But you're going to do great. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took our neshama from Tachas Kisei HaKavod, and he threw us down into this world. And it's scary. It's a scary world. Ki ha'olam hazeh mesukan mod. It's a very dangerous and scary world. And the world can very easily cause us to stop thinking about Hashem, chas v'shalom. In other words, you could get so caught up in the game that we're playing that you forget that it's a game. You forget that there's a borei olam who threw you into this game for a very short period of time. But this world, the whole thing is a dimyon. It's an alma de shikra. So therefore, what do we hold on to? And what do we, so to speak, say, Hashem, if you could at least help manage this area of my life, it'll make it a lot easier. When it comes to Yiras Shamayim, Hakol bidei Shamayim, chutz mi Yiras Shamayim. Yiras Shamayim, that should be what I'm focused on. Everything else of this world, Hakol bidei Shamayim. Leave it in Hashem's hands. Uvishar in yanim yimsur Hakol la Hashem yisbarach, sheyase kechefso bein beguf bein beruach. In other words, Hashem, you take care of everything else. I don't have time to engage the world all that much, because I'm scared that if I get too involved in the world, I'm going to lose myself. I need to put all of my energy into what? Into Yirah Shemayim, Yirah Shemayim, Yirah Shemayim, Yirah Shemayim. And then, halavai, I'll be able to survive in this world. But everything else, Hashem, whether it's even, you know, the matters of guf or matters of ruach, Hashem, I'm just going to focus on Yirah Shemayim, and I'm going to hope that the other pieces fall into place. Again, it's very true for who the Avodas Panim was, a person who very much lived in this way, very detached from physical reality. Okay, let's do two more pieces, and these two are I think my favorites of the night. This one is starts with a teaching from Tana Debe Aliyo from the Medrash. It's actually quoted in the Gemara in Avodah Zara, the Masechta that we used to learn on Daf Hey Amud Beis, and it says La'olam. Forever, a person should always make himself like a shor la'ol ukechamor la'masa. A person is talking about a relationship with Torah. Work hard in Torah. Make yourself, turn yourself into an ox to carry the yoke, and like a chamor, like a donkey, to carry the burden. What does that mean? What is a shor? What is a chamor? And what are these two attitudes that we have to have in Avodas Hashem? So he says, shor romez legadlus hamochen. The shor, the ox, represents gadlus hamochen. How does shor represent mental elevation? Gadlus hamochen, a clear mind, an elevated spirit. Like the pasuk says, the pasuk in Yeshaya, yoda shor konehu. The shor, the ox, knows its master. In other words, times of clarity, when things are good, that's called shor. Or like it says by Yosef, Bechur Shoro Hadar Lo. Right? His shor is a Bechur, Hadar Lo. Right? And the beauty is his, so to speak. So a shor represents things in a strong place, things in a good way. Chamor, a donkey, represents a katnas hamochen. A chamor represents chumrius physicality, where kind of the world is getting the better of us. So what do I have to do? When I'm in the state of shor, I have to remind myself of the ol. When I'm in a state of a chamor, I have to remind myself of the masa. Interesting. What does that mean? Very deep. V'hu shebisha shenistam libo shal adam v'nimsa b'cheshkos hadas. Person is experiencing again a darkness, a cloudiness of their mind. And maybe this goes back to what you were saying, Josh. That when a person's going through a dark time, you have to remember that I'm still, you know, this is not me. I don't want to be defined by my roughest moments in life. I want to remember the times when I was doing well, when I was successful. The mashal you give of the millionaire. I want to remember the time when business was good. So when a person's going through a cheshkos hadas, he has to what? He has to make himself like a shor, kashur, like a shor. Ki ilu hayu bebechina shor. V'yasim ol malchus shemayim al atzmo. And he should wear the yoke like a shor. What is the yoke? The yoke is kabbalas ol malchus shemayim. And what that means is, V'inyan ol hu al hatzavar, v'hainu sheyishmar elu ha'evarim shemin hatzavar ulamala, b'shviras hamachshava ha'ayin v'hapeh. Okay, here's what he's saying. When we're down, sometimes we get really down, right? And when we're up, sometimes we become haughty from our success. So when I'm going through a dark period, I have to remind myself, like the shor, yalda shor koneu, the shor that knows its master, that even when things are kind of falling apart, I have to make sure that I maintain a certain, you know, I can't bottom out. I got to hold myself accountable. So I make myself like the choshev shor, like the shor that knows its master, like bechor shoro hadar lo, which is a term of honor. And I wear the yoke. What is the yoke? Kabbalas ol malchus shemayim. How does an ox wear a yoke? Where does the ox wear it? The ox wears the yoke on its neck, right? On its shoulders and on its neck. What does that mean? So when I'm going through a dark time, make sure I keep Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim at least on my shoulders. What does that mean? From the neck up, that there's a Shmiras HaMachshava, like we learned before, I can always choose to control my mind. My mind is very fast. It can change gears very quickly. My eyes, I can always look away very quickly. My peh, I could change the way that I speak. The Chavetz Chaim writes in many of his Svarim that it's a double-edged sword, the ability to speak quickly. The Chavetz Chaim actually writes in a footnote in one of his Svarim, he says, I made a cheshbon. A person could say 200 words a minute. That's a lot of Torah. It's a lot of Lashon Hara. It's a lot of tefillah. It's a lot of nivul peh. It could be a lot of different things, right? Depending on how you use it. So when I'm in a state of yirida, La'olam, even in those bad times, I should make myself like a shore, and I should maintain my kabbalas ol malchus shemayim. And just like the ox wears a yoke around its neck, in other words, when I'm going through that dark period, I should make sure that at least from the neck up, I'm trying to be in control. I'm still trying to control my thoughts. I'm controlling my perspective, my eyes. I'm controlling my language. I'm not speaking negatively, because that never helps when I'm talking down to myself. That's not going to get me anywhere. Because when I'm going through a dark time, you know, Yerida leads to Yerida. Avera goreres avera. So I need to try to catch myself by, so to speak, attaching myself to the yoke. Amnam bishas ha'ares hadas. But what about when things are going good? When things are strong? Kal yoser li shamer min yonam and iskar el. When things are going strong and it's easy to have pure thoughts and to guard my eyes and to guard my speech and to daven properly and to do all the things that, you know, that again, that a Jew does when life and Torah is working properly. Sharehu b'deyam yusheves, because his mind is clear and his mind is pure. So in those moments, achiasim atzmo kechamor, lamasa. Make yourself like a donkey to carry the burden. What does that mean? Ki'ilu haya b'bechinas chamor, u'kamasa sha'al kol aguf. Hainu, lihizar ma'od b'uvdos pshutos, u'vedigduke mitzvos, she'amaisav merubin mechachmaso. What's the Rebbe saying? What's the Vodas Pinim saying? He's saying, again, when you're really down, make sure that you wear the yoke and hold yourself up. Try to, at least from the neck up, control your mind, control your eyes, control your speech. And when you're very up, la'olam, again, the word of this Maimar Chazal is la'olam. When things are going well, be like a donkey that carries the burden. Like we were learning this morning, when we were talking about our shir on Inyanei Tefillah, right? The question that Rav Moshe Feinstein dealt with, Negros Moshe. For those who aren't in the shir this morning, Rav Moshe Feinstein in the second chelek of Igros Moshe, or Achayim Chelek Beis, Simen Chav Zayin, had a question, a Talmud Chacham who says, I want to learn Torah late at night and then sleep through Minyan. Can I do that? Is Minyan really a Chiyav? And Rav Moshe says, yeah, it's a Chiyav, and that's not a good thing, and that's not a proper way to balance your life. Minyan is a Chiyav Derabanan. But the point is, when I'm on like a spiritual high, sometimes I start to cut corners. And I start to not be so makbid about this or not be so makbid about that, because, come on, Hashem, I'm doing like amazing overall, so I can be a little casual about this, that, or the other thing. So in those moments when things are very lofty, I have to be like the donkey. And the donkey keeps schlepping. The donkey pays attention to the masa, to the burden that's placed upon him. And that burden is felt by the donkey's entirety. His whole body is involved in the schlepping. Hainu lihizar ma'od, again, ba'uvdos pshutos. Don't cut corners. Don't say, well, you know, I'm learning on a very high level now, but if it's damaging the way that I'm making brachos, that's not good. And if I'm cutting corners in different areas because I think overall I'm like such a scholar now that it's not expressing itself in the realm of lemaisa, that's very dangerous. I'm not makbid in digduke mitzvos. I'm not being careful that my actions are greater than my wisdom. So that's the balance that a person needs to maintain. In the low times, continue to hold stark, like the shore who wears the yoke. And in the lofty times, continue to take care of, to use your whole body for all the details of a life of Avodas Hashem, and not think that you're above the details of mitzvos and the pratim and the digduke mitzvos of halacha. Okay, last but not least for tonight, and again, I'll have to save that. I keep wanting to get to this letter in the back of the sefer, but 2 weeks in a row, I promised it to you. But let's end with this, because in 45 minutes, those who want, we're going to jump back on for another share, another topic. Similar topic, actually. Okay, we'll end with this. Samachai. Vayomer hinei ha'ish v'ha'yitzim v'ha'yei ha'seh la'oila. On the way to Akedas Yitzchak. Yitzchak turns to his father and he says, Avram Avinu, Tati, I see that we've got the fire. I see that we've got the firewood. Where is the seh that's going to be brought for a karban? So he says, such a beautiful Torah. Haderech Remez Eitzim are Eitzos. Eitzim means the advice, the Hachana L'Avodas Yisbarach. You ask a friend, you say, you know, this is the first time I've ever learned this, you know, I never learned Talmud Yerushalmi before. Like, how do you do it? Like, which commentary on the side of the page do you look at? I never, you know, Pnei Moshe and Karbana Eida, like which one's Rashi, which one's Tosfos, right? Or I'm learning Chassidus for the first time, like where do I start, right? So the Eitzim represents the Eitzos and the Hachana for the Avoda. Or when I'm doing a mitzvah, right? Like what? How do I get myself ready to do this mitzvah? I'm baking matzah. So what do I need to think about in preparing myself for that experience? That's what the Eitzim. Eitzim is the Eitzah. The advice and the preparation that goes into the prerequisites for the mitzvah. What is the Eish? Eish, hainu hislavus. Eish is the passion that you bring when you're performing the mitzvah. But says Yitzhak to Avraham, in the greatest nisayon, maybe in our history, I see that we've got a plan, I see we got the Eitzos, we got the Eitzim, I see that we've got the passion, but ayei hasel la'ola. However, this is the question we have to ask ourselves every single day of our life. She'acharei kol zeh, adayin lo higia l'nekuda ha'pnimis limsur atzmo kekarban la'Hashem Yisbarach. Right? I'll give you a simple mashal. You know, a guy gets up in the morning, yeah, and he's got his nice, fancy Oz V'Hadar Gemara, okay, so that's the Eitzim, you know. He's got the right Svarim, he's got the right edition of the Gemara, with the bolded Rashis and everything, okay, and he's got the Eish, you know. He listened to, like, a 10-minute Musar Shmuz about the importance of steiging in Gemara, so he's all fired up now, and then he sits down in front of his Gemara, and, like, you know, he's just not doing it. He's got the right Gemara, and he got the right fire sort of under him, but like Lamaisa, he's talking to his Chavrusa during morning Seder. Like, you have all the outer trappings, but where's the Sela Ola? Where's the carbon? What does it mean, where's the carbon? He says, Acharei kol zeh adayin lo higil l'nekuda pnimis limsur atzmo k'karbon l'Hashem Yisbarach. Where's the offering? Where's the self-sacrifice? Yeah, it's nice. So you're walking around, like, you look cool with the right Gemara. It's nice that you got the fancy, thick Oz V'Hadar, as if you're going to get through everything in the back over there, right? Like, you needed to buy the Gemara that weighs the extra 15 pounds to schlep around, just so you can look like you're a stark guy in the calf. Yeah? But ayeh hasel la'ola, like, lemaisa, like, you know, you're dressing the dress, and you're talking the talk, you give the fiery schmooze, but lemaisa, are you steiging? Are you really growing? Are you being moser nefesh? Are you making self-sacrifices of yourself to actually give of yourself for Hashem? Or is it all levushim, or is it all outer trappings? V'alze heishiv lo. What does Avram respond to Yitzchak? Elokim yira lo hasel la'ola b'ni. Hainu, sheleze tzarech siyata d'shmaya. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides the set. Now that's an interesting thing to say. As we're talking about a karba, we're talking about the self-sacrifice, right? It requires siyata d'shmaya. In other words, ulai ze kavanas hamashal hamuva betoldos be'echad sherashim kol hachafetzim v'achar kach lo masa es atzmo. Now, anyone know what this mashal is? By a show of hands? No, Phil, you don't know this mashal? The mashal of the person who made a whole list of all of his objects and he couldn't find himself? He says it's a mashal from the toldos. I was looking for it. Again, I'm certainly not holding at all in the toldos Yaakov Yosef, but I was trying to poke around online and try to do some searches. I couldn't find it there. I couldn't find it in the writings of the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Not in Toldos Yaakov Yosef and not in some of the other Svarim. But the mashal basically is, and I didn't know it's a mashal from the Toldos. I thought it was like, I don't know, just like a mashal of the world, right? Of a person, I mean, you can infer what the mashal is. A fellow who's Rosham Kola, he made a list of all the things that he's packing for his trip, right? And then, as he's got his suitcase filled with all the right things, he's like, wait, but where, I forgot to pack myself. I can't find myself. You know, it's like when you're talking on your cell phone, you're like, wait a minute, where are my car keys? And like, they're in the ignition, right? So sometimes you get so caught up in like the surroundings of the inyan that you miss out on the inyan itself. Now, what's interesting, again, is Avram's response, Elokim yira lo hasel la'ola b'ni, that Hashem will be the one to what? To help you. In other words, you need siyata d'shmaya to actually, you know, sit down and do it. Which is, again, it's a little bit counterintuitive. If anyone has a thought on that, I'm happy to listen, because I'm not really sure why he's going down that route. Again, it's Avram's response that Elokim, God will be the one to make it happen. But Karban, I would think, you know, Adam ki akriv mikem, you got to give yourself. You got to make it happen. Right? You would think, like, Hashem will supply the inspiration. Hashem will give you the means to buy the nice Gemara if you're able to afford it. But at the end of the day, you have to sit down and, you know, learn with your Chavrusa. But on a certain level, it requires Siyat Tishmai, which Siyat Tishmai always means it requires Tefillah. You have to dive into Hashem that you should be able to actually get the job done. And I guess that's also a humbling lesson. As you make the effort to remind yourself, without Hashem's help, you'll never get it done. Even if you buy the right Gemara, and even if you get yourself inspired, I need Hashem to help me to make it a reality. There's too many things that can go wrong, that if Hashem doesn't want to grant me the success in Avodas Hashem, I'll always just have the levushim, and I'll never have the main thing. I'll never bring the carbon. A lot to think about there. Yeah, David, we'll give you the last comment of the night for now.
I don't think I have an answer, but I think I have a connecting thought that might help bring us to a nicer answer.
Let's hear.
I don't remember where this is from. It might be like a Chassidish Vort that it might also be Rashi. I don't know. That when Avram responds, he says, like he like switches over the comma.
Yeah, that, you'll be the Ola. Ha'Ola B'nei.
So
it's a Chassidish Vort and it's a Rashi. Yeah. Rashi is a shtickle Chassidish.
So, and the point there is that, like, that if you don't bring, then, like, if Hashem doesn't provide it, then you will be.
Then you have to be it.
Right. So, I think that's also, I think it might, like, lend to the point that we're talking about there, that, like, sometimes Hashem will just, it'll just be, like, an easy thing. And, like, that's, like, the shore. Where it's just there. It's easy for us. It's like we feel like we have the capability, and it's easy to do it. But then sometimes we'll feel like a chamor, and then that requires more effort. But still, like, to understand that it's like all like with this amelos of either davening or just like asking Hashem, like, give me the strength. Like, that is the koach that then brings it back and says, oh, well, then Hashem's the one providing for
right.
us.
Right. I mean, it's the agati umatzasi vart, right, in Megillah and Da'avav, right? The person has to, yagati, a person has to make the effort, and still matzasi, it's still a mitziah. In other words, you have to make the effort, but at the end of the day, if you're going to have any success in your Torah, it takes tremendous yata d'shmaya. But again, I like how he ended it with, again, alluding to this mashal, which apparently is from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Make sure that you don't end up, you know, packing everything except for yourself for the trip. That would be a tragedy. Okay, friends, these are very, very relevant Torahs for us. We should be zochet to focus on the main thing, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our ava should not be tluya b'davar. Don't feel that our avodas Hashem is too much connected to any one thing or any one environment. And don't get caught up on madrigos and get all depressed when you have a setback. Just be an Eved Hashem who strives to have Yiras Shemayim. Kol Bidei Shemayim puts me Yiras Shemayim. And in the good times, you know, remember to be a chamor. And in the bad times, remember to carry yourself with pride like a shore. And make sure you pack yourself for the trip. When you're packing your bag for Mashiach, make sure you put yourself in the bag.